尊敬的格拉
Your Excellency Director General José Graciano da Silva, Ladies and Gentlemen, Dear Friends, It gives me great pleasure to be here in the golden season of autumn, shortly beforethe start of the World Food Day, and to visit the headquarters of the FAO and attend your events. Just now, upon my arrival at this building, I noticed on the wall the multilingual inscription, Food for All, in the hallof this building. That is a noble mission of the FAO, and it is also the common goal of all countries. For many years, the FAO, the World Food Programme, and the International Fund for Agriculture Development, with a strong commitment to this goal, have helped member states to develop agriculture in multiple forms, thus significantly contributing to feeding the billions of people in the world. Here, on behalf of the Chinese government and the people, I wish to express great appreciation to the food and agriculture organizations, as well as for you and your colleagues, for your unremitting efforts. And I also express sincere respect for your remarkable achievements. The theme of this year's World Food Day is family farming, feeding the world, caring for the earth. I think this theme is based on realities and focuses on the future as well. And it charts a bright future for global agricultural development. Ensuring adequate food supply for the people through family farming also suits China's realities. As you know, China has a huge population with little arable land. Food is the first necessity of the people, and that was a motto by Confucius, a philosopher of China who lived 2,000 years ago, and it is also a leading principle and mindset of the Chinese people for over the past 2,000 years. So to feed the 1 billion Chinese people is our top priority, and it was once the biggest challenge for us. When I was young, I lived in China's rural areas for some years, and back then I personally experienced the hard time of not having enough food, and I had a bitter memory of hunger. Well, we may probably very soon forget when we had a big meal, but the memory of hunger will stay forever. And in addition, I personally lived a life of hunger for many years. Over 30 years ago, China started reform and opening up from the rural areas. And over the past 30 odd years since start of reform and opening up, China's food production has increased from 300 million tons to over 600 million tons. And we have provided a successful solution to the subsistence issue. And an important and fundamental experience is to develop family farming. So for the reform that we had in China in the 1980s, we allowed the farmers to have independent operational rights on their land, which we called a household operational and contracting system. And this reform also gave the farmers long-term and guaranteed land use right and operational independence, which unleashed rapidly the enthusiasm of hundreds of millions of farmers for production. So when we incentivize the vigor and vitality of each and every Chinese farmers, the land was used in a very effective and vigorous way. And within a short period of time, we have made huge headways in agricultural production, and we have achieved ahead of schedule the UN Millennium Development Goals. Over the past 30 years, new vigor has been injected into family farming in China. It is also thanks to innovation in science, technology, institutions, and policies. We have established a whole system for disseminating agricultural science and technology and extensively promoted quality varieties, agricultural machinery, and applicable technologies such as plastic culture. Hybrid rice alone has increased annual output by tens of millions of tons. At the same time, we encouraged farmers' cooperatives, specialized farming households, businesses, and government service organizations to provide farmers with services in terms of agricultural machinery and the processing of agricultural produce. Every year, hundreds of thousands of agricultural machines are taken to different parts of China to serve agricultural seasons, just like migrant birds. When it is season for wheat to ripen, an army of combined harvesters advanced from the south to the north of China, helping farmers with wheat harvesting. And this has provided agriculture machinery to rural households, and it also raised efficiency in the use of farming machines. The Chinese government also increased input in agriculture to support agriculture infrastructure and effectively raised the irrigation rate of farmland. We are also fully aware that the further development of China's family farming is constrained by its small scale. Each household has an arable land of about half a hectare. While addressing subsistence issue, the farmers used their very small piece of land to the fullest extent possible. And with the rise of farmers' income and with the subsistence issue already being addressed, we must further increase the scale, the volume, and quality of agriculture produce. So small-scale development has become a constraint. Therefore, for Chinese agriculture to be further elevated, we must develop it at appropriate scale and follow the road of agricultural modernization. China is in a rapid process of industrialization. It is estimated that by 2020, about 200 million farmers will go to the east. We will go to the towns and townships and cities in China's east, central, and western part to find jobs and to live there. So that will offer an opportunity for increasing the scale of farmland and offer more space for agricultural modernization. Because of China's complicated conditions, in the process of agricultural modernization, we will continue to stick to the fundamental role of family farming in agriculture and promote multi-form, innovative ways of agricultural operation. We must protect farmers' rights and interests and respect their wills on the basis of which we will encourage farmers as their conditions are ripe to circulate their land operational rights and encourage union and operation between and among farmers. In recent years, the number of Chinese household farms has increased to 870,000 with an average scale of 13 hectares. And farmers cooperatives also exceeded 1 million. And these have become an important force in agricultural modernization. To promote farm operation with an appropriate scale and develop modern agriculture based on family farming will help better feed China. And this is a major contribution to food security of the world.
The Chinese government attaches great importance to agriculture and always work to achieve basic food self-supply by relying on domestic production. At the same time, the Chinese government also gives top priority to sustainable agricultural development. Just now, the Director General said that China used arable land and fresh water with a per capita volume lower than the world's average to feed nearly 20% of the world's population. But this in itself is an intensive model of agricultural production. But that's not enough. We should further increase the efficiency of agricultural production and at the same time strengthen ecological and environmental protection. We should support the farmers to improve the soil, reduce pollution, control and prevent desertification, and also ensure effective use of agricultural resources. Such efforts will not only serve the need of the people in our time, but also pass on fertile land, green water, and blue sky to our future generations. In that sense, protecting China's ecology is also a way to care for the earth and protect the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, food for all is mankind's most fundamental right of survival, which serves as the basis for all other human rights. Great progress has been made in the global agricultural development, yet hunger and poverty have remained a silent crisis. They are like the Achilles heel, deeply troubling all human beings. Over 800 million poor people in the world still face the threat of food shortage and malnutrition. To promote agricultural development and eradicate hunger and poverty remains a major challenge of the world and a common responsibility of mankind. Countries around the world and the international community should join hands to enhance cooperation and pay greater attention to the cause of the developing countries, especially least developed countries. Efforts should be made to curb trade protectionism and increase technical and financial support to the agricultural sector of the LDCs. China's agricultural cooperation with other countries, in particular developing countries, has been on the fast track. In recent years, we have set up agricultural technology demonstration centers, experimental stations, and promotion stations in nearly 100 countries in Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the Pacific. We have sent over 30,000 agricultural experts and technicians to these countries and tried our best to help these countries train agricultural technicians of their own. We are willing to share with other countries agricultural technologies, equipment, and development models. Chinese people of this generation have lived through the era of hunger. We have a bitter memory of hunger, and we fully understand the suffering of people who are still in hunger. And an ancient Chinese philosophy is that we will never do unto others things that we do not want to do unto ourselves. So we want to see hunger and poverty being eliminated around the world. We will provide technologies and experiences with no reservation to the peoples that are still struggling with hunger. Here, I wish to announce that in order to further strengthen cooperation with the FAO, in particular, South-South cooperation within the FAO framework, the Chinese government will donate $50 million to the FAO in the next 5 years for carrying out South-South cooperation on agriculture. And we will also increase support to the WFP and the IFAD. Ladies and gentlemen, as the largest developing country and a major agricultural country, China will always be an active force safeguarding world food security. Although China still faces mounting pressure and difficulties ahead in its agricultural development, we will continue to work tirelessly to honor our commitment with actions. We will ensure adequate food supply by relying mainly on our own and promote and work with countries around the world to create a world of sustainable development that is free from hunger and poverty. Well, just now, the Director General gave me a book as a gift. In that book is about the experience of his country in increasing grain output and reducing hunger. China stands ready to work with all countries in the world, especially developing countries. Our experience in this regard. In exchange, I presented a photo album to the Director General as a gift, and that is an album of pictures of the beautiful landscapes around the world. I told the Director General, once we have adequate and enough food, we will have the spare time to appreciate the wonder of the nature, and we will have a more lofty ideals to stand for. And I believe that food, the most important foundation of humanity, if food is provided in adequate volumes, if we can have a world free from hunger, we will have an even better future for humanity. Thank you.